Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview, and today over the phone we're joined by Health and Wellness Prevention Coordinator Josie Hatch. Josie, it's a pleasure to have you in here today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. I'm excited to be here.
So we're talking about a few upcoming events coming to Carbon and Emory County that are going to be very important for a lot of people. That's going to be the Empowering Parents in Recovery. There's going to be one here in Carbon County on June 30th, and then on July 14th, you're going to bring it down to Emory County. So Josie, for people who might not know what Empowering Parents in Recovery will entail, what is this event?
Yeah, so this is going to be a presentation for parents who are in recovery from substance use, and we just want to teach these parents, give them ideas and strategies for how they can talk to their kids about substance use and prevent their kids from using substances. We know that this is might be a sensitive topic for them, and they might not know how to approach these conversations. They can be awkward for parents of any background to talk about, and so we just want to empower people with skills and resources for having conversations with their kids.
And you know, like you said, these are conversations that can be very awkward and very uncomfortable to have if you go in unprepared, if you don't know how to approach this subject. But it's a subject that is definitely worth approaching, something that you need to be addressing with your kids. So as you go into this class, what should parents expect to be learning?
So yeah, we're just gonna talk about how you can have age appropriate conversations. We're gonna give you tips for creating home environments that are safe and emotionally safe for kids. We're gonna talk about how important it is to have clear rules and expectations, and we're gonna help you develop kind of your own values and how you want to talk to your kids. And then we're gonna talk about how you can use your own lived experience to spark these conversations and how you can use that as prevention with your kids. So,
and you know, one of the things that I love that you mentioned there is that these are age-appropriate conversations, because you're not going to approach this conversation with, say, a 16-year-old the same way you'd approach it with a 6-year-old. Those are two very different demographics that you have to approach very differently. I also like how you give a certain degree of agency to these parents to decide how they want to approach this topic. So this is going to be a very beneficial class, and you're going to learn a whole lot about trying to have these conversations with your kids, because, again, these are conversations that need to be had. Now, in your eyes, in your position as the health and wellness prevention coordinator, what do you see as the biggest benefit of this class and attending it?
Yeah, for sure. So what I'm excited about is that we're not going to try to tell you that you're wrong or your family's bad or anything. We want to use your own family experiences and help you develop your own values, your own strategies, so we're going to give you tips, we're going to give you pointers, but we're going to have a lot of interactive activities where you're just really going to clarify your own values and decide how you want to approach this with your kids. So it's really empowering. We want to empower you to be able to do this.
And again, our guest is Josie Hatch, Health and Wellness Prevention Coordinator. We're talking about Empowering Parents in Recovery, going to be in Carbon County on June 30th. On July 14th, they're going to be over in Emory County. Now, for people who want to register for this event, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so we are on Eventbrite. You can find us on Facebook. We have on our Heart Facebook page. But if you go to empoweringparentsinrecovery.eventbrite.com, then that's probably the easiest way to find it. But you can find the USU Extension Heart Facebook page, and we have some Facebook events that you can find. And another thing I wanted to add is that this is going to be a free dinner, and we're also going to have a lot of partners there. We're going to have an opportunity drawing with some prizes, including like Amazon gift cards, a lot of really fun prizes. There's going to be swag, like just this free event with a lot of resources. So.
And, you know, outside of those additional incentives, you're just going to be learning so much about having these conversations with your kids about recovery, about substance abuse. This is an event that I think you and I both would encourage everyone to try and attend, because it's going to be so beneficial, not just for you, but as you try and raise your family.
Yeah, for sure.
Now, Josie, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just that I hope that you feel welcome to come, that this is for anybody. You know, the national statistics are that there's about 1 in 4 children who are growing up in homes with substance use disorders. So there's a lot of people that this applies to, and we would just love to have you come, feel welcome coming, and hope you can come.
Well, Josie, it was a pleasure to have you in today. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest was Josie Hatch, Health and Wellness Prevention Coordinator over at USU Extension Heart. And we were talking empowering parents in recovery. Going to be 2 events coming up. You got one on June 30th over in Carbon County, and July 14th, they're going to take the class to Emory County. Lots of swag to be had and a lot of information to be gained as well. Registration is open on Eventbrite. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.